This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Flares are lighting up the night sky in the early hours of Sunday in the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces appear to have taken over Gaza's largest hospital as hundreds are racing out. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
"We don't know how to be sad anymore," says Iyad Zaim, who lost 8 members of his family. "The tears barely come now." Scenes of utter horror continue to be seen everywhere across Gaza. Dozens of people, including women and children, were killed as they slept in the Jabalia refugee camp.
The White House is saying no deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Christina Ruffini says the president is pushing for a break in the fighting in a new op-ed.
President Biden tries to draw a connection between the conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, arguing that, quote, both Putin and Hamas are fighting to wipe a neighboring democracy off the map, and that it's in America's national security interest not to let that happen. He also writes that the U.S., quote, stands firmly with the people of Israel, and that his administration is working hour by hour for the release of the more than 200 hostages taken by Hamas.
Republicans in Louisiana swept 3 runoff races for powerful statewide offices tonight: Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Treasurer. Despite a Democrat in the governor's office, the GOP will control 5 executive posts come January. Hip-hop music mogul Sean Combs and singer Cassie have reached a settlement after her bombshell lawsuit accusing him of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. CBS's Michael George.
The terms of the settlement have not been disclosed. Combs' attorney released a new statement reading, quote, "Mr. Combs' decision to settle the lawsuit does not in any way undermine his flat-out denial of the claims."
Next hour, Las Vegas puts its latest gamble to the test, Formula One racing. CBS's Reed Cowan says sticker shock is turning away some hometown car racing fans, though.
"The race, like other big events in Vegas, is not cheap. We found standing room only tickets online at a pricey $1,200 a pop. Others in the $4,000 to $5,000 range each. Some Vegas locals complain the race, like seats for Raiders games, have priced out many whose work powers Sin City."
Meta disbands its AI team. The Facebook parent company is reportedly pulling funding from a team meant to ensure the company handles artificial intelligence responsibly, and instead is redirecting it toward building new AI technology.
"Taking all those AI experts who were focused on responsible AI development and putting them instead toward the core technology underscores how much pressure there is in the tech industry to have the next big innovation in AI."
That's our tech contributor, Ian Scher. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Local Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at MoveToMadison.com. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. We'll tell you all about it in a couple of minutes. Let's kick the night off, though, with a double dip of Natty Nation.
Wanna see a brand new world? Time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy, and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy, and greed. Why you why you why? So what I said, seeds of love will be planting in
in the four corners of this earth.
Is best inside.
Well now, and the seeds of love will be growing, spreading all around. So will be with your blessings, my God. Water it, water it. We're caring and sharing, nourish it, nourish it. With a little understanding, music is the tool. Well, well, planting the seeds of love in your mind. Yeah. Hoping and I'm praying we can spread love to mankind. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds of love. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Brand new world.
Together, let's rendezvous.
Maxine Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. A little early there. That was Ja Boogie putting a kind of an interesting twist on a double dip of Ja Boogie and Natty Nation. That was Rendezvous from the Spiritual Work album that was just released this past spring. Natty Nation in front of that with Brand New World. That was from 1998, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Classic song there. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight, Rocker. It's good to see you tonight, bro.
What's happening, Jimmy? How you doing?
Doing well. There's a Badger game in tonight. I think kickoff is in like 15 minutes at the camp playing Nebraska tonight.
Yeah, and it's on like, you know, major TV. It's like a big deal. Madison is on the map.
It's on Channel 15 here in Madison, NBC and, you know, the Peacock streaming app. I find it funny. People exploding on social media about where the Badger, like on the streaming apps for Peacock or whatever. People melt down over that. They don't like the football on the streaming apps.
Well, some of the Civic Media stations carry the Badgers, no?
Yes, the Badgers are live on Civic Media. I cannot tell you exactly what station. I know Racine has it and Richland Center and Amory. But you can go to this Civic Media app and stream the Badger game. And then you can also stream us. You can have two apps and stream us simultaneously.
Yeah, probably if you're listening to us on Civic Media, or if you're not listening to us on Civic Media, well, then you're probably listening to the Badgers.
Happy Sunday
well,
to you.
Well, we hope they win, right?
Rocker, we got a great show for the people. Yeah. A lot of good guests, and I've been looking forward to this night for the Lair for a while now.
Oh, man, and that was a hard one to book. We had to put in months ahead to get a date, so we're happy to have Amelia Ford tonight, and I'll tell you that in 1 second. You know who just walked in the door, Jimmy? Aaron Weber, he's gonna be our first guest, so it's going to be a party tonight.
I hope you brought whiskey.
Coming up after that, the Almas, they just won Josie Award Rock Band of the Year down in Nashville, and we're going to hear where New Munster, Wisconsin is. The Almas, they're coming up soon. UW Mad Hatters, it's a longtime student-run a cappella group from UW-Madison, and we'll learn more, including how you can see one of their winter shows coming up. And Jimmy Joey Song, it's coming to the Sylvie. Mike Gamal, he's the organizer behind this great event that's for a whole bunch of great causes, and we're going to hear all about them live in the Lair. Amelia Ford, yes. She is coming down from Green Bay. This is going to be a very special show, pretty rare. We can't wait to see her. And then, of course, Maxine Kevy, Jimmy.
At 10 o'clock tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you'd like to chime in and say hello. Thanks to Rob Roberts for filling in Blast of the Week. While I was listening to you guys last week, Jeff Clark was on the air about Green Delivery Service, and he's here again. What's happening, Jeff?
What's up? Thanks for having me once back.
Full disclosure, actually, maybe a little bit announced that Jeff is going to help us out here at Max Inc. Radio Rocker.
That's right. He's going to man the mixing board and mix some of the bands that we have coming in. So in the coming weeks, Jeff will be here, and that'll ease up everything here in the studio for us. So that'll be really a lot of help. And, of course, Jeff is the owner of this new business. It's called Green Delivery Service. It's here in Madison. And you can go to a website. You can order up some green things and deliver it right to your door.
What's the address there, Jeff?
Okay, so the easiest way to find us is just go to Google and type Green Delivery Service. And then we'll pop up on Yelp. Or you can go to Linktree/Green Delivery Service LLC, and we've got all our social media and our online ordering website, and everything is right there.
Super easy, and I love it.
Facebook, same thing.
One of the things I love about California when I was out there is weed was delivered to me at my door at my Airbnb. It was great, and people could do that here in the city of Madison.
They can do that now here, yes, and I think it's something that it's been a long time coming. It's a cool service, like you said. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, that's something you remember from being in California.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's something that visitors and residents here, tourists and everyone alike can enjoy in Madison, Wisconsin now. And also, I just kind of made a little update. So we've broadened our delivery area a little bit, and now we do shipping all across the whole state of Wisconsin.
Boom.
So if you're not in Madison, but you're still interested in the product, we've got hemp, cannabis, flower, and smoking accessories. And like I said, it's delivered in Madison or shipped all across Wisconsin.
I'm excited for you, Jeff. That is such a great, awesome thing. Green Delivery Services. Go to Google, type that in, go to the store. I think it's actually a Linktree site, if I remember right, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Now, what are those couple of things that you were kind of talking about that you're like, wow, you know, like people don't know about yet? This is kind of new. People are just kind of getting within their threshold of awareness of what this is. So just kind of give a little of the.
So there's some new things that have gone into effect recently, the last couple of years. One is there's a farm bill that came out in 2018. And it's kind of silly that it's taking 4 or 5 years until we're actually seeing results from this. But what it says is any hemp or cannabis products containing less than 0.3% active Delta-9 THC are now classified as legal. They're not considered technically marijuana. They're considered industrial hemp. And therefore, we're allowed to have it in Wisconsin, even though we technically aren't a recreational state. We're not technically a medical state. And that's something I feel like people, even residents, don't really know about that yet. And that's something that happened in 2018.
And that's
here 5 years later.
That's a federal bill.
That's a federal law. And then also, fun fact for those of us in Dane County, cannabis has been decriminalized for adults 21 up to an ounce on your person. You can even smoke in public. It's not illegal at all. Like, obviously,
it's kind of the same regulations as like smoking a cigarette or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And similar type of regulations as alcohol too. You can't use it while driving and things like that. It has to be done in a safe manner or on your private property or something.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app if you would like to ask Jeff a question about the legal buds that you could have delivered right to your door in Madison. How exciting is that? Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Stick around. You're helping us run sound. We'll have a chat with you later on. We've got Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group just walked in. We'll talk about some whiskey and real estate next on Max Inc. Radio.
Skin cut so deep, leave a scar. We'll be right back.
must have made a mess. Oh, but I shook your little wagon up good, I guess. She said Kim never made a hockey soul, cause he liked that certain something as we all know. Well, I burst a little bubble of mine's about to go. I'm gonna take her to the dog.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. That is a band called Obscure Birds. I think they're from Central Wisconsin. That's their song, Rubber Bullet. There's a video out for that right now. And they're going to be releasing an album in March. They're recording up at Zippel Candy Store Studios, wherever that is. Sounds pretty sweet, though. It's also their practice space, and they're hoping to get the album out in early 2024 sometime. Obscure Birds is the name of that album. The Rousers before that, the Jimmies started that set off. They're playing a show at the Red Rooster on Wednesday, the 22nd, Rocker. And they're going to Jamaica, man. February 25th through the 3rd, you can buy a seven-night all-inclusive stay at the Runaway Bay in Jamaica and hang out with the Jimmies, Rocker. Oh, I see what's wrong.
My hand signal there. Yeah, Jimmy, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. So anyway, you can go to the Jimmies website or their Facebook page, get all the information. It's through Middleton Travel. It's pretty cool. Hope you're having a great evening. Max Inc. Radio is on the air. Jimmy K. and Rocker with you. We got the Almas in studio. We're going to have a chat with them in a couple of minutes. And a chat with our good friend Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We